honestly, I don't think there's going to be much that's going to evolve out of this incident. And I applaud the Times for coming out with this story. It really does put out on display for everyone to see the true double standard that exists. Because when a conservative gets in this kind of trouble, they are rightly vilified. When a liberal gets in this kind of trouble, they are excused. Time and time again. It's the same treatment from a different, from this crazy media. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, you're excused more easily if you buy into the leftist propaganda, the over-the-top rhetoric. Getting a second chance from one of these clowns is almost an understatement. There's no excuse or defense for Blumenthal's remarks. No excuse for decades of lying about service. None. I don't care what he does. The only thing that I would even consider slightly genuine is if he came out directly and apologized directly to the people for lying. But he didn't. He came out and said he misspoke. I'm sorry. You didn't misspeak. Misspeaking is when you mince words by accident. Lying is when you deliberately change or alter a story, and in politics generally for your gain. But it's not misspeaking. Especially not when it's a prepared statement. He's an absolute fraud and a disgrace. Certainly not the man with the credentials to serve the people of Connecticut, never mind the rest of the United States.